Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to episode 174 of the Cinema Geeks. I am one of your Cinema Geeks, Optimus Solo, and joining me today is Hard Candy Mandy. Hello.
Oh, hey. I'm always here.
You're always here?
For the most part.
Is that true?
Until I get drunk.
Oh, okay. Movie reveal, Dan. Hello, Dan.
I didn't know we were allowed to get drunk. I did not come prepared.
I thought that was a different podcast. Matt for the set is not with us in person, but you will be hearing from him throughout today's episode. And today we're doing something that we've been waiting to do for a long time, and that is put a bow on this video game film spotlight. That's right. We're wrapping it up, putting a bow on it, and hiding it away in a corner, never to be seen or heard from again. And then we're also going to tease what's coming next in our next film series here at the Cinema Geeks. So, before we get too involved in our comments, let's go straight to Matt and get his thoughts. He put a nice clip together here on his thoughts on the video game film series, what his favorite films are, what his least favorite films are, and what the future of the genre holds. So, take it away, Matt.
Hello, all you cinema geeks out there. Matthew Fridley sent here, calling in from Purgatory to help wrap up this video game movie series we've been doing. It's been quite a ride. I think I was a little more positive at the beginning than I am here at the finish line. All I can say is I hope you enjoyed this more than we enjoyed the trip, because you guys took the short way here. In true Cinema Geek fashion, I'm going to try to hit all of the points here, the highs, the lows, the whatever else, the honorable mentions, because I think I've got a lot of strong opinions. I think that came across throughout the records, but let's just, take it home here at the final stretch. I think that the worst movies in this series weren't the crazy out there ones like, say, a Mario or a Street Fighter, which were real weird, but they took a chance, and that's an interesting thing, right? I think the worst movies in this whole series were the milquetoast, bland ones that didn't need to happen. Not that any of these necessarily needed to happen, but like your Prince of Persia's, Dungeon Siege, Need for Speed, these movies don't work as a movie nearly as well as the other movies in these genres, and then they don't work well as a video game. Like, it doesn't come across as a video game movie, and it doesn't come across as a exceptional movie in its own genre, so they just exist, you know, adding more films out there for the sake of adding more films out there. Those are the worst offenders to me. Like, you know, you take an Uwe Boll movie, an Uwe Boll movie, like House of the Dead, it's not good. But I got way more enjoyment out of, like, the weird splicing in of video game footage and the, here's a person with a gun, and then they're holding a different gun for some reason, and they're holding the original gun, and now they're fighting. Like the oddities of something like that, that's something so out there, is more entertaining, because I can at least laugh at it, even if it's not working on the fundamental film level. That's still entertaining to me. Honestly, if I had to say the best movie, I feel, is Street Fighter, because rather than just doing straight to the top, or like a kung fu movie, like something like that, like, they just went super campy and went with, like, a very 60s feel, which is, like, a huge risk. And it's clear that either a lot of people didn't get it, or just people got it and hated it, because it didn't do well. It's not well-reviewed and well-loved, but I think it's the most entertaining movie of all of these, just in a standalone sense. Although maybe, like, Alone in the Dark 2 with the right group of friends could be the one that is the funniest and the most entertaining because of that. And you look at all these ones, like, some of them are terrible, some of them are out there and entertaining but not good. Like, none of them are great. No one's like, this one is exceptional. People point to Tomb Raider and Mortal Kombat as doing a good job of straddling the original source material while still being functional and entertaining in their own genre as a movie. but will there ever be one that's like a truly successful movie? Will there be an Avengers or just an Iron Man 1 of video game movies? And I think we could see that. I think that that very well could happen. I just think that they need to worry about making a competent movie first and then making sure it's true to its origins. I think Mario and Sonic, a lot of these like classic ones that would have the appeal, if you know, for the wider audiences, like they've seen these characters even if they haven't played the games. But they don't have huge, well, I mean, Sonic has one of the most massive and just crazy spiraling stories of all time, but that's not necessary to bring in. If you look at the early games, there's almost no story. And then with a lot of these video game movies, a lot of the earlier ones, like, the story was just in the booklet. Like, that's why I would read those, because you don't get it across in the game, and so that gives you some pliability to stay within the universe and make that movie. Like, I've got an outline for a Mario movie that I think would, I mean, I want to say home run because I'm biased, but, like, I think it would function. I think it'd be entertaining. It wouldn't be the Mario movie we got. Like, it doesn't take those risks. Not that, like, any of it's a risk, because I'm just a dude writing a note in my phone, not, you know, some Hollywood exec throwing millions of dollars at it. But I think that, like, it could easily be spun into a serviceable movie that would entertain fans and non-fans alike. But, I mean, do we need that? I don't think we do. I struggle to think of a reason why we need any video game movie. And this isn't me saying, like, oh, I've watched all these video game movies, and they typically do a bad job, so we don't need more of them. I just think that, like, video games are structured in a way that they take, that they're interactive, they take a long time, or they don't. I mean, you know, some amazing games can be beat in an hour or two. Classic games, Contra, I think, can be, you know, like, just playing it can be beaten like 50 minutes. But, like, why? Like, why would we need to take, you know, a Mass Effect that might take you 60 hours and try to condense it down into two? Like, why take, you know, maybe a Downwell, which doesn't really have a story, but it's kind of fun. Like, make that an entertaining movie. Video games are made to be interactive, and movies are made to not be interactive. They're two different types of media that just don't need to cross. And like, the crossover barrier is a lot larger than, say, a comic or a book. Like comics and books and movies are way more similar than video games are. Even though video games might seem, since, you know, they've got the sound, they've got the moving pictures that comics and books don't have, but the way that a story is structured is entirely different. Like, I think maybe you could take a video game and maybe work it, like, into a TV show, but, like, again, why would you? You don't need it. Like, the world doesn't need that, and it still takes away the interactivity, even if it could solve the problem of length. So I don't need more video game movies. I mean, we're going to get them. We're always going to get them. Like, we've got, what, like, five in the last year or two between, like, Angry Birds and Assassin's Creed and the Tomb Raider. I don't need to list them. You guys all have Google. Like, they're going to keep coming. I'm not saying stop. And if you enjoy them, great. Like, I'm glad you can find media that you enjoy, but we don't need them. Like, and I'm not going to push for them. Especially after this, right, guy? Like, right? Like, Uwe Boll, give him the money to make movies. No one else needs to make them. I'm rambling a bit, so I'm going to toss it back to you guys, the GCRN Studios. I cannot wait to hear what you all have to say about these good video game movies.
All right, so Matt, interesting thoughts here. I think most of us are going to agree with most of what you said there, but we'll see how it goes here. Obviously, Matt had mentioned that his worst movies were not things like Mario or Street Fighter, because he said even if they couldn't be taken serious, at least they were taking some chances and doing some things maybe from a unique standpoint, etc. He thought the ones that he liked the least were more so what he called the milquetoast, bland, unnecessary films like Prince of Persia, Need for Speed, and he mentioned Dungeon Siege as well. He said even something like House of Dead he could at least enjoy for its unusual oddity, laugh at the film with a group of people entertainment value, where he didn't feel like he could do that with Prince of Persia and Need for Speed and the like. So before we move on to what films he liked and the genre, let's get your guys' take on the worst films and if you agree or disagree with Matt. Dan, we'll start with you. What is your take on what was kind of the worst that we saw?
For me, the worst of the worst, and I kind of agree with him a little bit, but the one movie for me that bucks that trend that wasn't necessarily boring, was just god-awful in every way possible, was Postal. Legitimately, now I have an answer to the worst movie I've ever watched. Before I had a few, now it's definitely just going to be that. It was just aggressively bad. And the worst part was it was like trying to be like, oh, edgy and trying to be like this, UA bull, like getting back at his critics, but in trying to be offensive. But it was at times inoffensive or so transparent. It was just plain awful. I never had any intention of seeing, I can't think of his name right now, but the guy from Talk Radio and Kids in the Hall Naked. I didn't know a desire to see that ever. So that to me was far the worst. I thought like the ones that I enjoyed the most were the ones that took, maybe didn't execute everything properly, but had at least interesting ideas. Like, I thought Silent Hill, out of all the movies that we went over, there was problems with it, but there were pieces within it I thought like impressed me more. What it got right, like it actually, you know, isolated, was impressive amongst just the craziness. But I don't disagree that there are those movies that are so just bland and forgettable. Like, I forgot we even talked about Wing Commander. Like, that movie I remember nothing about except for the scene where it's like they're unnecessarily killing someone that they could easily help. It's just so forgettable. I kind of agree with, there are a few that go against it for me that are just so bad, like, that they're not that even in their blandness or just overall. Like House of the Dead, I thought there was, again, there were just moments in that just hurt me to my core. Similar with Blood Rain, I can enjoy them, I guess, a little bit ironically. I going back at Mortal Kombat, I think I was a lot more forgiving of that due to nostalgic purposes. But there were some films that ended up being better than I remembered. Like, viewing Street Fighter, it's more as a comedy. I ended up enjoying it a little bit more because you realized it was not, even though Jean-Claude Van Damme was taking himself seriously, I felt like the rest of the movie wasn't. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of rambled there, but yeah, basically my thoughts. Ultimately, for me, the best was Postal. The worst was Postal, and the one that was at least the most interesting to watch was Silent Hill.
I think you guys both hit on a couple things. For me, it came down to like almost compartmentalizing when we're going through this, because it's like none of them are great. So when I'm trying to like break it down, for me, there's kind of four different groups of films, or three, I guess. But there's the, like you guys talked about, there's those Uwe Boll films that are just beyond explanation. Like, there's no way they're good in any way, but you might find them entertaining if it's like Bad Movie Night or something of that nature. So you have those types of films. And then you have like the cheese factor that we get from like a Double Dragon, a Super Mario Brothers, Street Fighter, maybe even some Mortal Kombat. So you have like that group. And then you have those films that seemed like they were trying to take themselves serious as like the third group. And then you, within that group, you had ones that mildly succeeded, maybe. And then you had those that were just awful and were still taking themselves serious. And to me, it's a toss-up between those movies like House of the Dead, Alone in the Dark, and Blood Rain, which are just awful films, but you're not sure if they were really meant to be good. I mean, I know Uwe Boll thinks they're good, but like, nobody could really take those serious. And then you have those, like you guys were talking about, like Need for Speed, Doom comes to mind. I remember I was not expecting to dislike Doom as much as I did. Like, that was the first one I think that we came across that I was like, this is not one of those like just ridiculously bad movies because it's poorly made. This was legitimately trying to be a a good film, and it is awful in almost every way possible. So I kind of went back and forth on those as far as which ones were worse. Is it worse to be intentionally bad or worse to be like seriously bad? And it's still all bad.
It's like if you ask me, I have to watch, like, I have to, you know, you give me a choice of watching Wing Command or sorry, like Double Dragon or Prince of Persia. Prince of Persia is, I think, objectively probably a better movie. It's more competently made. But Double Dragon is such an oddity of a creation that just watching it is more intriguing because its failures are so out there, where Prince of Persia is just a generic movie, ultimately. So I guess it all depends on, like, if we, for the love of God, this not to happen again, but if we had to rewatch any of these, I think I would be more inclined to watch something like that than watch some of the more just, like, ones that weren't super bad, but just were just ultimately forgettable.
Well, for me, let's try to make a weird comparison, because I like those. Like, if you put some type of random sandwich together, like, you got, like, stuff that's not sandwich material. Like, you got bread, and then you have, I don't know, candy and, like, some other random nonsense in between the two slices of bread, and you eat that sandwich, like, it's not going to be good because it wasn't composed right. You know what I mean? Like, those things don't go together, so of course it's not going to taste like a tasty sandwich. But is that worse than having a food that could be good, like a steak that's just terribly cooked? You know what I mean? So it's like the one's not supposed to be good, so of course it's going to be bad. But the other one, like, probably angers me more because it has the potential to be good, and it's just not. So I don't know. I'm with you, Dan, though. If I had to pinpoint my number one least favorite film out of all the ones we covered, it would be Postal. Amanda, agree, disagree on what people like or didn't like, I mean, in the video game films?
Yeah, I think I can agree on most of that. But and I feel like for me personally, the ones that I enjoyed were ones that I had already seen and liked. I don't think I saw one that I hadn't viewed before that I ended up liking, going, oh my god, I really like this movie. But the ones that I do like, I've seen several times, and I would continue to rewatch them. But some of these, definitely, I don't even want in the house.
What was worse for you? The Uwe Boll, House of the Dead, Alone in the Dark type stuff from Postal? Or was it more Need for Speed, Doom, Prince of Persia, that type of stuff?
I think, like, Need for Speed was just ridiculous, but the other movies, as bad as they were, I think Postal, like, definitely being the worst, House of the Dead coming up pretty close after that, Doom, I was just, like, bored with, like, it didn't look like crap, and but it also didn't make a ton of sense either, so it doesn't pull it away much from some of the Uwe Boll movies, so I don't know, it's hard to tell. I liked the bigger production ones, for sure.
Okay, so which ones would you have had on your top? Like, your top one, two, three films, whatever it might have been?
I'm going to say Mortal Kombat, Silent Hill, Hitman. I like Max Payne and, like, Mario Brothers and that good stuff.
Okay. Dan, I know you mentioned Silent Hill. Would that be your number one, and what else is near the top for you?
Yeah, Silent Hill would be number one. Hitman is also two for me, because I thought that was just, like, it was a fine little, like, action film. Had at least a decent fight sequence where they had that, like, sword fight in the middle of a subway that made no sense, but it was kind of cool. I like Timothy Olyphant, so Mortal Kombat again is up there, just because I really liked that as a kid, and I think it captures a lot about what that the game I enjoyed, even though the tournament didn't really make sense and it's like doesn't understand, but you know. And also Dead or Alive, like, that ended up being, it's weird and it's strange, but that one I thought, like, it was at least kind of fun. It was one that knew what it was and didn't take itself too seriously, like some of the other stuff. Had some, like, awful things in it, like some of the worst CGI, but it kind of, like, embraced it in a way. And I think I liked Doom a little bit more than you guys, mostly because I thought, you know, making The Rock the villain, spoiler, I guess, for a bad movie, I thought that was at least intriguing. It was maybe the choice didn't fully work, but yeah. And like I mentioned, the worst for me would be Postal, House of the Dead, although we didn't cover it fully, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, because that's just awful, and then Wing Commander.
Wait, DOA was that Crouching Tiger, Hidden White Girl movie, right?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. They were like, it's where Kevin Nash played, like, the
dad.
Yeah. And That's really
She's
why
already I put it out of her mind, apparently. I'm going to be very similar to you guys. Most of, if I was to list off my top four, three of them have already been mentioned. So my number two was Mortal Kombat. My number three is Silent Hill. And my number four, like Dan, I thought DOA was way better than I thought it was going to be. I didn't think it was good, but it was maybe the most surprising film that we watched. Because I was thinking like DOA and Postal were both going to be garbage. And one of them was, and one of them I ended up liking a little bit more for some reason. I don't know. I thought like DOA was like the poor man's Mortal Kombat, I guess. I don't know. But my number one was actually Resident Evil. I thought that film succeeded with what it was trying to do for the most part. And I didn't feel... I thought I had enough to separate itself a little bit from stuff like Prince of Persia, Hitman, and Tomb Raider, which I guess would put somewhat in the same thing. And I'm not really someone for the more, I guess, the horror-ish type of genre when it comes to video game films, but I have Silent Hill and Resident Evil both towards the top. Amanda, you're giving me a weird look.
This is your legit rankings right
here
on the screen?
No, that's not finalized. I'm just using that as a reference.
Because I was going to say, if you have Street Fighter above Mario Brothers...
Oh, I do have Street Fighter above Mario Brothers.
What?
Yeah.
And above Double Dragon?
Yeah. I think those three are equal cheese, but I think I like Street Fighter the most out of the three of them because Mario Brothers I was just so confused at the entire time.
Yeah.
So
did you see it as a kid though?
Yes, but no, I had no memory of it. You didn't like Resident Evil?
No, I love that movie. I've seen it 1,000 times. Oh,
you didn't list it as one of your favorites? I was just checking.
I didn't know I was supposed to be ranking them. Do you see?
Not necessarily ranking.
In front
I'm
of
just which ones you like. What about the genre going forward? Matt said not necessary. He said there's no great films currently in the genre. He questioned could there ever be something that did what the first Iron Man did for kind of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe as far as setting up a genre and kind of reinvigorating interest in there. But he really didn't think that would be something that would be... It could happen, yes. He's not going to, you know, rule out the possibility, but he kind of mentioned that video games just in their core are not the right type of structure, not the right type of medium to turn into a movie. You know, a lot of these games take... you know, 30, 40, 60 hours plus to go through. But some of them don't necessarily have a lot of great storylines. It's necessarily, or if they do, it would take too long to unfold because they're based on you interacting with the game itself and you don't interact with the film. So he questioned why this would be even something that is being attempted. And he said, basically, you know, we don't need video game films. He's not going to be yearning for video game films and he's not going to be excited about them when they come out. Amanda, what do you think? Are you still excited and holding out hope for a good video game film eventually or should the genre die?
I mean, I was excited for like Assassin's Creed and even mildly for Warcraft, some of the latest ones we got, and they were crap. Not good, dude. Like, Assassin's Creed could have been so much more awesome than it was. And Michael freaking Fassbender.
And I thought that would have been the type of game that would have lent itself to a movie because of the story aspect.
Yeah, it didn't go anywhere with it.
So when the next film comes out that's based on a video game that you recognize or remember from your childhood, are you going to be excited about it or are you going to say that's going to be crap?
I'm probably going to be like, that's going to be crap.
Dan, what do you think? Is there any hope for this genre or should it go away forever?
What's kind of weird is that like we've had good video game movies, but they just haven't been based on actual video games.
Right.
Like Ready Player One, like it, that very much is everything about that. I mean, it's not I wouldn't call that a great movie, but it's better than any movie we talked about so far today. Wreck-It Ralph, like it taking those elements of it. So it's like, if those movies can do it well and they're inspired by, it's weird because Ready Player One is inspired by video games, but also movies and similar with Wreck-It Ralph. I think it's a possibility, but I feel like we've gotten to the point, like there might have been a period of time where it made sense to make movies about video games because there were like things movies could do better than video games at that time. But I feel like we've overlapped that where video games are just as capable of doing stories and storytelling as much as movies. Even, you know, they're massive. They, you know, can have these, you know, interlocking stories that go on through different games and genres and things of that nature. So what is putting it in a movie do? Like what would be the purpose of taking a video game and making a movie out of it outside the hope of making money? Does that medium lend itself to tell a story in a better or different way? And I don't know if it can anymore. Like can you, I don't, I'm so out of video games, I don't know what the big video game is, but like, I know Fortnite, or not Fortnite, but what is that? Fortnite's a video, what's the game they're all, is that Fortnite, the game they're playing now, or that's like the Battle Royale or whatever? Like, that's, that obviously is a game that probably wouldn't work unless they made it crazy, but I think it's possible. I mean, it was a very long time where comic book movies weren't good. You know, we had Superman and Batman 1989, and that was about it until 2000. So it could possibly happen. I don't know if it's we need it to happen or what that video game would be to make it work. Maybe it is like, you know, there's this Halo TV series that's being rumored. Maybe that could like lend itself, but I don't know. Like I think if it would work, it would just be one of the more simple games, like a Mortal Kombat, that's just your basic taking your cues from the general setup and doing it. But like, at one point in time, video games were trying to emulate movies, and now vice versa, like movies are trying to be like video games. So then, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's not really pertinent, but you know, maybe it could happen. I'm just not holding my breath.
Yeah, I'm definitely not holding my breath either. It's weird too when you think about it, because a lot of it works the other way. I guess you can make a decent video game out of a movie, and for some reason, video games, do they translate better to a cartoon, like a cartoon or animated series? I mean, I know there's been a lot of awful cartoon animated series based on video games as well, but I feel like you've had more luck there. I don't know if that's a better format for it because of whatever reason, but maybe they should stick to that, like, or try going a TV series route or something, because I just feel like the constraints of a 2 to 3 hour movie or 1.5 hour movie or whatever it might be is just, it's just not enough, or else they've just, the times that it seems like it should have worked, they didn't have the right person calling the shots, or they just dropped the ball, it seemed like. So I'm definitely not holding my breath. I'm surprised they never made a Grand Theft Auto movie, I guess, but I don't know if that would work either. But in the racing phase of like Need for Speed and Fast and Furious, I'm surprised they didn't like try something like that. But I can't think of a specific movie. Like, I would have thought Assassin's Creed could have, and I'm not a big Assassin's Creed player, and I'm not a big gamer at all, but I thought just with the way that their kind of story went that would lead to some cool things. But again, they dropped the ball on that one as well, so I'm done holding out hope.
I thought Warcraft would be the one that changed it, because, you know, he had a good director, or you know, at least a person who made a good movie. He's not had much luck lately. And it seemed like, okay, you're basically doing a fantasy story, Lord of the Rings-esque element. And I think part of that movie did somewhat work, but a lot of it didn't. So I don't know if it – and it wasn't that, like, the director didn't care about the property. Wasn't – you know, right. He certainly had a lot of admiration for it. So it had everything – up to it, it just ended up failing. So I don't know what exactly it is, what's holding it back, if it's just the curse of video game movies. But
You could have nailed something there, though, because could it be a situation where if you have someone that's very passionate about the property, they're not a skilled director, and if you have a skilled director, they're not passionate about the property? Could that be something that's causing so many misses? You know, have we had a really competent director that's also been very well versed and passionate about a video game property? I'd have to go back and look, but I don't.
I mean, I think Warcraft is the one that would think that would come to mind. I mean, I will say we're talking about it, but I do kind of like the Resident Evil franchise. It's not a great film, and it gets away from the video games a great deal. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of trashy fun. But I don't even know if you would qualify them as video game movies, because by the second movie, by the third movie, it was, you know, right. Very, very different. I don't know if we feel like, you know, Martin Scorsese is doing a Joker movie. So maybe Christopher Nolan's like, you know what, I'm going to take over and do the Half-Life movie. Maybe that could work. Who knows if that would actually happen, but it's possible. Like, if you get the right director who has, you know, we're getting a lot more directors now that are growing up and had played video games as kids, where maybe that – and video games that could actually make into movies. So maybe that will change in the next decade or so. But I don't know. I mean, there's been some good shorts, like the short they did for – what was that movie with with the Portal. They did a Portal short, and that was really good. So who knows?
Yeah, that's true. Amanda, are you just glad that we didn't cover any of the sequels?
I have no room in my life for sequels.
It's like video game sequels or Disney sequels, which is worse. I don't know.
Some of those Disney sequels I like.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back to the break, you're going to hear Matt one more time, and he's going to be going over his thoughts on the poll options that we have as far as our next video, or not video game, our next movie series. Don't ever let me say video game on this podcast again. We're going to have four different options for you guys to pick from to be our next series. So I'm going to let Matt introduce that, and then we're going to react to the four choices and kind of outline them a little bit better for you guys right after the break.
Where do we go from here, right? Like, we've enjoyed ourselves so much watching these video game movies. We've gotta find something to fill that entertainment void. And, you know, we've discussed, you know, these four. We've discussed so many more than just the four options we're polling, right? Like, we've thrown around so many ideas, and there are so many things we want to do, we want to bring to our crowd. But if we put up, you know, 60 different options onto a poll, the one that wins is the one that gets, you know, 2-3 votes. So, you know, we set on these four. And honestly, if I'm being perfectly honest, and this will probably come as a surprise to absolutely no one, of the four, there's one that I have experience in, right? Like, I've always been an anime fan for, you know, as long as I've been a fan of things. So I've seen a lot of anime, like, you know, well before Miyazaki entered my life. You know, I'd seen things like Akira and Neon Genesis Evangelion and other, you know, classic staples of this genre. But like Western movies, you could probably count the amount of Westerns I've seen on my fingers, and silent movies, you don't need fingers to count them. Cause I don't think I have seen a single silent movie. I've seen, Nosferatu. I bought a dollar copy of Nosferatu, with a, like, instead of whatever the classic backing track was, or you know, whatever they did in silent movies. Cause I'm not going to pretend that I truly know. They had put Type O Negative, which is like a metal band's music over it, and it was just so disjointed and weird, I could not make it more than 20 minutes into that. I mean, you know, the AFI Top 100, like, I think everyone knows I haven't seen any Disney movies, so what makes you think I've seen Ben-Hur or Citizen Kane? I mean, that's number one and number 100. I haven't seen either of those. And I'm sure I haven't seen 85 of the ones between them. So, like, if we watch any of those other three categories, it's going to be entirely new experiences for me, and I'm going to, you know, enjoy it, hopefully. I mean, you know, no promises. And if we go with the anime one, then I'm going to be real comfortable. I'm going to be watching movies maybe for the second or third time, or watching movies for the first time that I already know key points of, because they've just, you know, I just have sat in that space before. And it's hard for me to just, like, you know, back one of these horses. They're all so different. But I think just purely for my comfort zone, I'm going to go and back silent movies. I think maybe, you know, the top 100 is probably going to, would be a better thing for me. You know, I've never seen The Godfather, and you know, it becomes almost like a list of shame because there are so many I haven't seen. But I think that silent movies is the furthest from what I know. And so I think I'm gonna vote for that one. I think that's going to be the most different. Like, I think none of us, you know, feels super comfortable in that space. Like, I you know, it doesn't come up in conversation much. So I think if you want the most interesting and wildly off topic and weird one, I think that's where your vote should go. But I mean, what do you guys think?
All right. Thank you, Matt, for your thoughts on the different poll options. And as you heard, let's run them down real quick, and then we'll react to our choices there. So we have four different film series that are up for your vote. You get to decide what we do next. All right. First one, as Matt mentioned, would be non-Hayao Miyazaki anime films. So we went through the whole Miyazaki spotlight. We enjoyed it overall. Most positive reviews on almost all of the films. So that kind of whetted our appetite a little bit. And now we're curious about what other anime films are out there that we haven't seen or that we haven't seen recently. Some of us may have more blind spots than the others on those. But there's definitely a lot to choose from there. We obviously have the likes of things like, let's see, Akira, Grave of the Fireflies, The Secret World of Arrietty, The Tale of Princess Kaguya. So there's a lot of stuff out there that weren't able to cover because it wasn't done by Miyazaki before. So that's one of the poll options. Second option, as Matt mentioned, would have been silent films. So most of us outside of Dan have very little experience with silent films. So, you know, turning back the clock and seeing what that genre had to offer, and another way for a lot of us to kind of fix some of our blind spots and expand our horizons a little bit with that. Third option that we discussed was getting into Westerns a little bit, because a lot of people might not have the knowledge of some of those more classic Westerns, and there's a lot of different routes we can go back through there with more modern Westerns. We have the spaghetti Westerns, and there's a bunch of different kind of subgenres in there, so maybe picking a few here and there and exploring that a little bit. And then the last option everybody always talks about, and we did our recently, last year, our top 100 films, personal films of all time, but what about the critics list of top 100? So specifically, we're going to look at the AFI, America Film Institute, top 100, and kind of go through there and highlight ones that the majority of us have not seen and see if they're as good as everybody says they are. So those were kind of the choices. You heard Matt say that maybe the easiest one for him to do would be the non-Miyazaki anime films, but the one that he was most intrigued about was the silent films. So Dan, what are you thinking about those four options, and kind of are you pulling for people to go one way or the other, or which ones do you have the most and the least experience with?
I would think the one I probably had the most experience with would possibly silent films. I don't know. I think I've watched a decent amount of the AFI Top 100. There's still some in there that I have yet to see, but mostly the stuff near the top, because I tried to, like, my own accord, try to do that one year and didn't get very far. But I think the one I'd be most excited about, maybe silent films, just to talk to you all about them and see, because you know there's a variety of different ones, and seeing how well those they hold up. So that I think would have a lot of potential to talk about, but I think that the benefit of doing the top 100 would be we would be able to get different genres, different directors, so it would at least provide the most variety. So that would also be interesting.
And the other thing that we might want to think about is which one's going to provide us the best films so we can get as far away from the video game film genre as possible. Amanda, are you excited about one? Are you trying to pull people to vote for a certain one? And what's your various levels of experience with each of those?
To be honest, not a big fan of silent films, so it's gonna be hard to keep Amanda awake in those. The AFI films, I think Dan makes a good point that we'd have the most variety, and that's always a plus. My personal fave, I think, would be Westerns. I'm really hoping for that one, to be honest. I have some background in Westerns, as that's like all my grandma watches. So, growing up there, I got to be witness to some good ones. And as far as the anime goes, I'm kind of like sick of it at this point. Not like sick, like I never want to watch it again, but I still want a little bit more of a break from the Miyazaki trek.
Yeah, and that makes sense since we just did the Miyazaki one. I can see some people wanting to talk about some other stuff, and we could always keep that for future reference. I'm intrigued by the Western one because it's been a genre that I've always enjoyed, but for some reason haven't explored it as much as I should have or would have liked to. So it would give me an excuse to kind of dive into that a lot. So I could definitely be happy with going that route. I know I definitely have some blind spots on the AFI list, so I'm intrigued with that. And silent films, I would be intrigued to do that as well because I have very little experience with that. I think I've seen a few, but it's been a long time, so that would be interesting as well to just kind of try to see things in a different way and go back to when movies were about something different than what you get sometimes with just plethora of visual effects, or where people are concerned more about that than the actual storytelling, and they do so much storytelling through the body language in those that it would be intriguing to watch some of that and kind of get a lesson in that. So I'm intrigued with most of them, but I can definitely see people's argument for each of the four. So I'll be happy either way. I don't have like a a front runner, I guess.
You better vote for Westerns.
Amanda's saying Westerns, so maybe I should say that. We have, it sounds like two people very intrigued with the Westerns, two people intrigued with the silent films, but we'll let the fans decide. So you guys can decide what we're going to do next, and then we'll pick, like I said, a variety of those films. We haven't decided exactly how many yet. It won't take as long to go through, hopefully, as the video game film series, so that we can add some variety in there. But that's what's headed next with the Cinema Geeks. We're also obviously going to continue and round out our Kevin Smith retrospective. We still have a few Kevin Smith films, maybe the non-traditional Kevin Smith films, I guess, when you think about it, that we could go through. It's funny, I was walking through Target the other day, maybe a couple weeks ago, and they don't usually have movies on clearance, but they've been doing this massive like remodel in our area where they're trying to get more stylized or whatever. So they've shrunk their movie section drastically, which is unfortunate. It's gone from like five aisles to like one. And they had a clearance section, and there was literally a two-pack DVD that had Clerks 2 and Zach and Miri for like $7. And I thought it might be too high still, so I didn't pick it up. But yeah, so we still have a few Kevin Smith films to get to. Dan, do you want to let people know what's going out lately in your other endeavors and what kind of content your topics you're covering with the Comic Concierge?
Sure, yeah. So Comic Concierge, I actually went on a little bit of a break with vacation and things like that, but I'll be going back in full force very soon with different podcasts. Talking about a variety of different things. On Mondays, I do weekly wrap-ups, and on Thursdays, I do a deep dive with a special guest. Also, I've been putting out, partially because why there's been less Comic Concierge is because I've been putting much more video content at the Geekcast Radio YouTube page, as we're trying to, you know, catch up with all these millennials and all their video stuff. So if you go to the Geekcast YouTube page, you can subscribe. You might be listening to the YouTube page as of right now, because all of our podcasts are on there as well, but I've been doing comic book hauls, comic book reviews of new stuff, old stuff, original graphic novels, superhero stuff, stuff from, you know, everything in between. So if you go, I think it's Geekcast Radio is our channel, so you can check it out there.
Awesome. We also have some stuff that you might want to keep an eye out for. If you are a wrestling fan, then we're going to have some interesting wrestling content coming your way in the next couple months. So we're going to have a GCR Wars tournament, which is going to feature the best wrestling tag teams of all time. And that is going to be setting the stage for later on in the year when we go to our top 100 list for 2018, which is the top 100 professional wrestlers of all time. So if you're a wrestling fan, get ready, because there's going to be a lot of content coming your way here in the second half of the year. Amanda, anything you'd like to say before we close this out?
Dan, I'm a horrible friend, and I still have not read the Sabrina comic. I blame my computer. It's not my fault. I beat it every day.
I will force her to read that on my computer. All right, so that's going to do it for this week for the Cinema Geeks. If you'd like to talk to any of us, ask us a question, or tweet to us in any way, Amanda, they're going to tweet to you by doing what?
You can hit me up at Hard Candy Mandy Eyes, no Y's.
Dan?
I am at Movie Revolt.
I am at Optimus Solo, and if you'd like to hit up Matt and talk about his clips and what his opinions were
of the video game film. Tell him how much you love Batman vs. Superman.
I don't think that was anything to do with anything. You can reach him at Fridley Sent. Otherwise, you can tweet the show as a group at Cinema Geekcast.
That was hard to get out.
I was going
to
say like en masse, but then I was like, is that how you say that word? But at Cinema Geekcast. So that does it for this week. Tune in next time for another chance to listen to the Cinema Geeks.